ABC Radio Australia.
Over the years, for us in the Pacific, many of us tend to view villages and settlements in the interior or maritime zones as being quite laid back in terms of infrastructure, health and well-being, development and progress in general.
Joe, I would probably say, yeah, from what I've seen, and particularly in Fiji, if we think about a village that we went to in
Vanuatu.
Well, in the Sabo Islands, I was going to say, actually.
Sabo Islands, yeah.
Where there was power, there was no roads, no cars, no streetlights. Yeah, that's maybe what people are thinking of when they think of communities in the Pacific.
Well, that narrative, Fred, has definitely changed. And I believe that this is attributed to technology and how internet continues to traverse through the mainland of Vitalevu to the interior, most remote parts of Fiji and the maritime islands or maritime zones.
All the news about disaster, we heard it on the radio station. Like all the houses, they tune to radio station. They listen to whatever comes, especially during cyclones. Nakambula Vinaka, or I might say Dola Vina, is an Nandronga dialect. The village itself is like, I might say, it's right in the interior of Singatoka. And it's such a very, very unique, I might say, geographical location, the place itself, where the village is staying, close by the river. And it's right inside the bush, and it has, it's a unique place where we live, and that's where we're staying. And it covers the whole area with forest, the mandarin trees, lemons that covers the whole areas, nice building houses, I might say evergreen, the village itself, the nature of the beautiful village of Vunatovau is where I'm living in. We are including all the disasters that strikes the village. Mostly here the network is all clear, especially when it comes to radio station. All the news about disaster, we heard it on the radio station. Like all the houses, they tune to radio station. They listen to whatever comes, especially during cyclones. And when a cyclone's, normally they used to announce it like 24 hours before the cyclone strikes. And that's the time that we used to pass the message to Turanganikoro, if he is not aware of that news. And Turanganikoro has to call out. And during that time of call out, his duty and my duty too, as a woman leader in this village, I have to reach out to the elderly people, those who are bedridden, wheelchair ridden, those who are using crutches in their form of walking. They are the first one that we have to save them, take them to the evacuation centers.
Pacific Prepared.